Now, most of us have done something for charity in our lives. I was, of course, at the Riverside Stadium this week with Middlesbrough manager Tony Mowbray and event organiser Jimmy Waddis as they were looking ahead for the Middlesbrough 5K and the 2K, which is taking place on the 2nd of June, and thousands of people will be there raising money for many good causes. But few of us have actually gone the lengths of John Farndale, Teesside born and bred. John's about to row 3,000 miles with three others, and he's not going across Albert Park. He's going in a boat not much bigger than a family car. Let's find out the reasons why he's heading across the Atlantic. John, morning to you.
Morning, Ollie. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, but just listening to the weather forecast talking about how conditions are going to be a bit chilly here, it put me into the mind of sitting in a boat in the middle of the Atlantic when conditions will be distinctly different. What on earth do you want to row 3,000 miles across the Atlantic for?
Well, to be honest with you, Ollie, I heard about the race we're taking part in back in 2006 when Ben Fogle and James Cracknell took part. And when I heard about it, I thought it was impossible. Nobody can row 3,000 miles, but, you know, they did. And just with a chance meeting back, it was about 12 months ago, bumped into a guy who took part in the race in 2009. And I was with a few mates, we were in the pub, and we're just having a chat with this guy, and when he left, we sort of all looked at each other, and we all had a glint in our eye and thought, yes, let's do this. So it just sort of like went from there, really. It's something we all wanted to do, and I think we're all sort of like same way inclined. We've always wanted to do a big challenge, and this just basically fits the bill.
Have you ever done any rowing before, though, John?
No, never. None of us have, and not meaning to cause alarm. You know, I think that's what makes it such a challenge for us. But, you know, we've been working hard over the last 12 months to bring our knowledge up and, you know, about everything about rowing, ocean rowing, and getting ourselves obviously on the rowing machines and doing a lot of training.
And what are you doing this for, John? Is it just self-satisfaction, or are you going to try and raise money for a good cause?
Yeah, well, when we came together, we knew by doing such an event we'd be able to raise quite a lot of money for good causes. And unfortunately, back in 2009, my father was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And, you know, a few of the guys knew about this. And when we were talking about the charities to support, you know, the guys were fantastic. Said, yeah, let's raise money for prostate cancer charities.
And when are you going to dip your oars into the Atlantic and start out on this challenge to row 3,000 miles? How much longer have you got to go now?
We've got 10 months ahead of us of hard graft, to be honest with you, Ollie, because we've got, you know, a lot of people say about this race, you know, the hardest part of it is getting to the start line. Actually, rowing